Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Tobin and Leroy Show. We are live right here on a Wednesday as the Miami Dolphins completed their 53-man roster cuts yesterday. Apparently, Chris Greer's going to be aggressive today on the waiver wire. He has addressed the media. We're going to bring you some of that right now. But before we do, I got to let you know, as I always let you know, that these headlines are brought to you by our friends over at Doral Hyundai. The number one Hyundai store in the nation just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one. And also to remind you that Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long.
They have stepped Plus, up. They buying everything. Right?
Everything. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. It seems like not only when I want to watch a sporting event, like when I want to watch a new show, it's always like on Paramount all of a sudden. And Paramount was the one that I took a stand against initially because I was like, I already have Netflix. I already have Hulu. I already have Amazon Prime. You know, I'm not going to get Paramount. What the hell is CBS? And now
the problem is that CBS owns a lot of stuff that they're funneling through Paramount. So
correct.
Now instead of making it available to Netflix or Prime or some of these other outlets that were buying, you know, the old shows or whatever. Now you can just see them on Paramount.
Yeah, absolutely. Some updates from the Chris Greer press conference. Leroy, I got some nuggets here, if you will, that I know you are going to like and a couple that you are going to see as.
I'll break it down for you. All right, I'll break it down for you. You know, it is what it is. Like we tend to, like, want people to say certain things. But if I take and put ourselves, me included, in that situation, I always wonder how much different my comments would be, right? So that's kind of how I approach it, you know, when I hear quotes from people is that, yeah, if I was in that situation, what would we say?
This is a couple cuts that I'm getting off of Omar Kelly's Twitter. This is in regards to Tyreek Hill. Chris Greer said that Tyreek has been unbelievable this whole offseason since he's had this surgery. He's been around every day and works tirelessly. He's closer to his teammates than he's ever been. He's 100% invested. You buying that, Leroy?
I believe Tyreek has some work to do as far as, you know, getting back his credibility with his teammates. I think with all the stuff going on off the football field, it sometimes make you focus more on the football field to kind of get that, you know, out of your system. And so I believe there's a lot of truth to that. However, the test of how things are going when you're 0-0 is a lot different than how you handle those same questions and comments when you're 1-2 or whatever. You see what I'm saying? And so we all know how Tyreek is when things are going great. He's chatty. We love his comments or whatever. But our lasting image of Tyreek is what he did when things were going bad. And that's when you need your leaders the most. So let's just let it play out a little bit. I do think because of all the stuff that's happened in the summer in his personal life, he probably needed to refocus on the football aspect of it to help him get through that. And so from that standpoint, you know, we got, you know, a lot of energy, a lot of commitment because he's just trying to focus on something positive.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We all have to wait and see. It's a wait and see thing. Nobody's ever questioned whether Tyreek works. Nobody's ever questioned the effort that he puts forth during a game, except for that last moment. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's our lasting image of him. And until he gets out and does something different, that's what we have on our brain. And it's not our fault that we're thinking that way. It's not our fault that we have questions. It's his fault. He just got to work through it.
Now, there were some other things said by Chris Greer in which he commented on the team's spending as of recently and finally admitted that the team was in a reset of sorts. Now, he says we are young, but we do have some veterans. At some point, when we are aggressive spending, getting free agents, that is not sustainable. If you do not reset fast enough, it's not good cap-wise. Finally, admitting that the team is in a bit of a reset, but understanding and acknowledging that we can't just solve that through spending, mass spending in free agency. I think that may be the first time he's ever addressed Stephen Ross's spending, or at least the first time in a while.
Yeah. Well, I look, and I don't think it's necessarily a Stephen Ross thing. I think we could all look at this team and the amount of money that was invested in this team and the production that we got from that and realize that we had to go a different route, right? That it wasn't working. And the last thing you need is to be paying a boatload of money and not having success. And so you got to reset just from that standpoint that, okay, we tried this. We tried to go get the stars and it didn't change our team. So what we got to do is focus on the guys we have to have. We got to develop our young talent. We got to invest in some of these young guys. You might have 5 rookies playing this year, so like significant time. But from what we've heard, they've all been worthy of getting that opportunity. And so from that standpoint, when you got five young guys that could come in and play, is that not a credit to the talent that they're selecting? So
yeah.
I'm gonna say yeah. I understand that. It's good that he admitted it and not like we can all see it. You know, when we can all see what's going on, you can't then come answer questions that kind of disregard that. We're all smart enough to see what the plan was, but it doesn't mean because you cut back on spending that you don't have quality talent. You just have different talent. You have younger talent.
Speaking of the talent that he acquired, this is something that you may like. When asked about the potential of re-signing Christian Wilkins when he's healthy, Chris Greer says, "I don't think we'll ever close our mind on anything regarding Christian Wilkins. We'd be open to it."
So, which means?
For the right price, we'll bring him back.
Well, here's the deal. Whatever they, if they can get him back in, he's still going to be able to. And in fact, here's the kicker. Here's what I'm thinking. I don't know how accurate this is, but it's going to be pretty close. Christian Wilkins needs to prove that he can play. Otherwise, the Raiders were right. Now, the Dolphins can come in and get him for the cheap, because if he plays and he's effective, then that shows the league and the arbitrators that he really could play. And the Raiders were trying some shadiness. You see what I mean?
So trying to get out of that contract.
It's kind of like two things, right? Two things that could benefit the Dolphins. If Christian Wilkins doesn't play this year, then the Raiders could say, we wanted him to have the surgery so he would be able to play this year. He didn't play, and so we were right. So it's kind of like, if you can work it, right? If you can make it benefit both parties, then both parties would have something to benefit from that. Christian Wilkins could then say, I played. Look at my production.
Yeah.
You wanted me to have surgery because you didn't want to pay me. That's going to get him paid. And he might get, you know, the makeup money of what he lost. So that's kind of, do we really want that drama? Chris Wiggles wasn't drama.
Nope.
The Raiders are drama. Christian Wilkins has never been drama. And think about this. You got Kenneth Graham. Oh, not Kenneth Graham.
Grant.
Grant. Kenny got Kenneth Grant.
Yep.
Who is a big ball of energy. You got Zach Sealer, who's a moose. And I could add some more energy to that.
Yeah. You know, we just picked up Matthew Judon, which is
we got Matthew addition. Judon. Well, we didn't never had a problem with the rush, yeah. The outside guys. It's just been health.
Interior, yeah.
But interior, you've been able to patch it up with quality players the last couple of years. You had Christian Wilkins 1 year, and then you had Calais Campbell 1 year, yeah. And he was very, very good. So now you got Grant. If you can bring in Wilkins on the cheap,
come on,
and say, hey, Christian, all you need to do is prove, right, to the league and for your situation that you can play. And then that helps you with your arbitration.
Yeah, so, sure. It's a win-win, yeah. Honestly. Mm-hmm. It's a win right. For the Dolphins, win for him. He gets his money from the Raiders. The only person who doesn't want him to play, obviously, is Al Davis.
The Raiders.
Mark Davis.
Right, because the Raiders said he needed to have surgery.
Yeah, absolutely. But screw
now, the Raiders. Now, here's the kicker. What if he goes through all that?
Yeah.
And he really did need surgery.
Well, then at least we got him on the cheap.
Right.
And,
okay.
we'll figure it out after that. But it is an action-packed show. When we come back, we're going to give you a mixed bag. I got a couple stories I want both of your guys' opinions on. A couple wild ones and a couple things from the other throughout the sports world that I'm sure you'll find interesting as well. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll also be giving you an opportunity later on in the show. We got to keep listening to get Lee Bryce tickets, or at least find out how you can get your own chance to win Lee Bryce tickets. Familiar with any Lee Bryce work, Leroy?
Give me a song. Maybe
I will. Oh, everyone knows the smash hit from Lee Bryce that currently plays through all the airwaves. Right?
Brittany, can you return? Are we allowed to return with some Lee Bryce?
I'll see if I can find something. Yeah.
If we have Lee Bryce.
All right, don't tell me the song. Just come back with it, and then I'll let you know if I'm familiar with his work. Because I listen to all genres.
But you can't
top
even
country
hear it,
song
right?
of 2010. Top oh, country right. song of 2010. Oh, yeah, that's right. Because of the
Hold on. I'm going to pull up something then. All right. I'll pull up something.
He'll pull
and
it
then
up.
I'll let you listen. Know when I come back.
And we'll give away those tickets later on. Make sure you keep listening. We got that and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show.
My man Lee Bryce is the master of the intro.
Oh, yeah, it's a good intro?
He going to pluck on that guitar for about 2-3 minutes before he sing a word.
So a lot of guitar, not a lot of our boy Lee.
Nah, he got some stuff. He got some collabs. I scrolled through a few things.
Upon further review, I know his song. One of them girls, actually.
Yeah.
We didn't have any of his music in the system.
Oh, okay.
So I played the Jonas Brothers instead.
I appreciate it. Can you sing me your rendition of One of These Girls?
No.
let me try. One of These Girls.
No, that's one not. Of these girls. No, it's more like, I ain't one of them girls.
Oh, you got to do it country, too. You got to do it country.
It's one of them girls.
Yeah, one of them girls.
One of them girls. My country accent is so good.
Yeah. Not as good as my godfather. Hold on, listen.
That's really bad.
Can I just tell you?
It's getting better, actually.
If you talk like that in the doctor's office, they're going to give you a laxative.
I'll be first in line for sure. So we need to get this guy out of here. Let's go ahead and hop into a Marcos mixed bag. All righty then. It took 140 weeks, but it has finally happened. The most liked post on Instagram. The most liked photo in Instagram history. Leroy, can you guess?
I would say Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift getting engaged.
Whoa, Brittany? Why did they close in on me on
this? Whoa, Brittany?
Whoa. It's for sure Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's engagement announcement. 1,000%.
When did they get engaged?
Yesterday.
Did they?
Who knew, right? No one knew.
Shout out to the cute couple. He is further and further sinking his teeth into her. Watch out, Tay-Tay.
Oh, my God.
Wait, how do you know she's not... How do you know she don't have him hooked?
No, the problem is...
What does she benefit from being with him? He benefits more from being with her.
I called this years ago. You're not fooling me. I saw you yell at Andy Reid. I know who you are on the inside. And secretly, he's been planning this his whole time. Now, all of a sudden, he's got this podcast deal. Now, all of a sudden, he's about to drop the most expensive baby in the world. We get it, dude.
Whatever.
Nonetheless, keep your eyes open, Tay-Tay. We love you. And no, let me just go ahead and let you know, that is not the most liked photo. I didn't even know those crazy kids tied the knot.
Instead, they didn't even tie the knot. They got engaged. There's a massive difference.
Wait. Yes, you did. Because Jennifer said it yesterday.
Oh, that's right. She did mention something about these crazy kids. The number one liked photo of all time on Instagram is Miami's own Lionel Messi. The picture of him holding the World Cup following their victory 140 weeks ago now boasts 74,511,383,000,000,000,000,000 likes. Is this impressive? Do you care? Is this do you wish it was Taylor Swift instead?
Of course I wish it was Taylor Swift instead.
I just don't think it's that impressive of a photo, to be honest. He's just holding a trophy. That's another thing. You know, like, I'm not against Taylor Swift.
Is that the World Cup or is that the, what do they call it? The Ballon d'Or.
Oh, I don't know. Who? That's...
No, that's the Ballon d'Or? No.
Yeah.
That is the...
Is that... It's one word? I thought it was two words as well, Leroy. Okay. Ballon d'Or?
Ballon d'Or.
Yeah, I think that's the World Cup trophy.
I honestly could be wrong. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure it's the Ballon d'Or.
From every soccer person.
No, we're going to get destroyed.
You stupid idiot. That is not how you pronounce it.
No.
Well,
you're wrong.
While I'm here, let me double down and say this picture. Hold on. Here.
Got it.
You going to get the pronunciation?
Oh.
No, that's not it.
What is it?
So that was the World Cup then?
That was the World Cup.
No, of course it's the World Cup. I could have told you that.
Boom. Boom, boom. Also, you're talking about the pronunciation of that thing that I am just going to avoid saying now. Because who cares? It's not even a real trophy, dude.
Oh.
Talk to me when you're the Lombardi.
Be careful. Right?
Something we can pronounce.
Messi did win it 8 times.
Oh, exactly.
The Ballon d'Or.
I don't think it's that.
I really do think it's that. I really do believe that I'm correct.
I think that because you said it in a Romanian accent of some sort, you think that potentially Ballon that could make it sound. That's, just because Dracula's saying it now doesn't mean...
It's Ballon d'Or because Ballon d'Or. Marcos can't speak a Spanish word for damn.
It's not Spanish. That is not Spanish. That is some weird language. You know what that is? That's pig Latin. That's what that is. Or like Portuguese. It kind of sounds like Spanish, but, you know, it's not really Spanish.
Regardless, I think that that's ridiculous. That's the most liked photo on Instagram.
I would expect a booty, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like like a Kim Kardashian cover of something. I'm surprised that it's something so wholesome, but you know how those Messi fans are.
I mean, it's I don't know. Who's I get worse. It. It's international. What were we gonna say? Who's worse?
The Swifties or the Messies?
That's I really crazy. Can't. That's great.
I really don't know. Dude, I really don't know. I really don't know who's worse.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
As much as you want to hate, you can't hate on her.
No.
Because she just being a good, but like, has anybody ever heard anything bad about her?
No. Not at all.
No.
I mean, from, and I'll give you a story that I've heard.
The Barbies.
I'll give you a story that I was told firsthand. And it just made me feel that much better towards her. I already thought, you know, she was cool. Do you know that whether she's on tour or not, she pays all the people in her band all year round?
Yes.
Yeah. That artists don't do that.
No, she is great. As a human being, she's great.
I really take umbrage with what someone just said in the chat.
Wow. Well, hold on. Let me write that word down. Umbrage.
Umbrage.
Add that to my vocabulary.
What is that? Swifties are some of the meanest, nice people you've ever met.
No. It has to be Schmeethan's comment here.
Yep. That's crazy because I'm not 40 years old. I'm 25 and I'm a grown up.
I just think she has a following, you know, that's unrivaled, and people have a problem with that. So if everybody likes something or someone, there's going to be this group of people that just don't because they're too liked. Right? It's kind of like there's a lot of people out there that are Skip Bayless towards LeBron. LeBron ain't never did nothing wrong. Skip Bayless spent his whole career hating on LeBron.
I just think it's like, for me, I understand that there's a lot of Swifties out there that are like a little too much. And I will agree with that. I'm not one of those Swifties. And you're entitled to not like her music. You're entitled to all those things. But the way in which people hate her is so like absurd.
Unnecessary.
It's unnecessary to hate somebody so much and to like hate a whole group of people just because they resonate with Taylor Swift and because they call themselves Taylor Swift fans. That's the problem. Like, there's no reason to hate somebody that much. There just has never been a reason.
Look, it's science, actually. This is going to be the smartest and dumbest thing I say for a while. Can't remember which law of energy it is, but I believe for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction, right? For the amount of people that love Taylor Swift,
people have to feel they have to hate her.
The same thing people have to right. Let it turn up the same exact
but,
way.
But you know what? And
it's the a group reason thing. Why
I can kind of relate most to that things. Is regardless of wherever I played football, I was hated by half of the people in the stadium. And you Fair. Just get used to it. You just gotta go on. You know, you just got to go on with your life and just understand that for reasons you can't explain, some people aren't going to like you.
Now, I'm going to go from quoting the laws of thermodynamics to a Dave Was it Chappelle. Newton?
That's yeah.
Now I'm going to go ahead and quote Dave Chappelle and say, haters going to hate, lovers going to love, but I don't even want none of the above.
But she's in that song. She sang that. It's gonna hit.
Sure, she did sing that.
Shake it off. Shake it off.
Nah, there's if you really want to think about things logically, it'd be hard to hate anyone, to be honest. Obviously, you can find people who are doing bad things, and that's why. But all the times, the LeBron James, the Taylor Swift, the Messies, mm-hmm. you just see someone excelling and the fan base of people supporting so much that it bothers you. Same way, like someone said,
I think there's one person that I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah.
That I can honestly say have zero haters. Steph Curry.
No, he has haters.
At a certain point, he did not. I think now he definitely does.
I agree.
There,
I think he definitely
there has fatigue for sure. At a certain point, though, look, Steph Curry was the golden boy. But there's always going to be haters because yeah. there's going to be people who choose to hate on people like Drew Smith. Like, who would take the time to hate on poor old Drew Smith? There's always going to be those guys who do it.
Not like he has a lack of love or anything.
You know, it's always going to be that, unfortunately. It's just, you know, weaving through whatever is real and whatever is all that hoopla on the internet. Obviously, I'm happy for Messi's successes. You can add this to the list of successes he's had, Taylor Swift and all those things. But like,
think about this. You like Messi?
Yeah, right? I mean, he's cool.
Yeah,
he's,
there's nothing bad to say about him.
A Ronaldo fan won't like Messi because they like Ronaldo.
Of course.
They can't.
I mean, Ronaldo the actual GOAT, if we're really talking about it.
But why can't you like both?
You can. You can't be a Pepsi and a Coke guy.
But that's what I'm saying. That's how this is.
Although I totally am. I'll drink whatever you have. I'll drink Czech Cola if you have. I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay, let me ask you this.
You have Czech Cola? I'll have
some. Let me ask you this, though.
RC Cola?
Kardashian or Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift.
Okay, hold on. What are we even comparing, though?
Yeah, like there's apples to oranges. Like, we're apples to oranges far as here.
Talent.
Oh, okay.
Notoriety.
Okay, hold on. Wait.
Okay.
No.
See,
but one. Wait.
No, one, not notoriety.
One got onto the stage because of her ability and her music. The other one got on stage because of sex tape.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey,
whoa.
There's talent in that. That's
what I'm saying. Is that not? And her dad was OJ's lawyer.
Correct.
So like, yeah. Now I'm not saying
I love Kim Kardashian too.
I'm not hating on the career and the success that she's had.
Yes. Number one reality TV star of all time, by the way.
Yes. I'm not, but guess what?
Yeah.
Would that be a reality show if you eliminate the two opening?
No, not at all. But, you know, I mean, how you start isn't how you finish. And I give her credit.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Kim Kardashian's booty in years because she is now a mother. She's buttoned up. And Taylor Swift, who we all know is immensely talented, honestly just gets to hate because people like to hate. The same way we are discussing earlier where we're trying to force Britney. And it's also that, too. Oh, you got to listen to Taylor. It's the same thing where it's like, you got to watch Game of Thrones. You got to watch Breaking Bad. And eventually it's like, hey, buddy. Maybe I would have, but as of right
now I don't want to.
Now you're fighting it.
Right? I'm going to go out of my way to make sure I never
watch. I mean, again, like, I understand that people don't like her music, but like to come at the woman's character as if she's done anything horrible is ridiculous.
Right.
And to also denounce any success that she's ever had when it's literally clearly right there in your face that she is recognized for multiple accolades and has the biggest grossing tour in the history of tours. You can't deny that. Like, that's just, in your face. It's right there.
Jesus Christ. Oh, how long is that tour, guys? Jeez. I mean, I hope she made the money.
Oh, my goodness. Jay Gatto.
Jay Gatto. Oh.
Don't put it up.
Nope. let me give you one more quick
it's
one.
It's funny, but we can't put that on.
No. Yeah,
we'll keep that one.
That's a minus one for sure.
There is a new role for a Miami Heat guard. I'm not sure if you guys have been keeping up with anything that's going on in the Euro League, but of course Nico is lighting things up there. But another person who has had a massive summer is our boy Pelle Larsson. This is Spoelstra on Larsson and how much more he would do this year. What he does is the things that we value. He's so tough. He makes winning plays. He's a great role player. He fits around guys, the best players, and he will continue to get better because he has a great work ethic. With the addition of, I mean, I know it's not done yet necessarily, but with the addition of Norm, do you think that Pelle Larsson's new role with the Miami Heat is going to be one that's prominent, or will he fade away to the Duncan Robinson position of some days he's starting, and some days we don't hear from him for three games?
I think Pelle is different than Dunks in that the energy that he plays with, you can always count on. And so what we talk about is him diving on the floor, him getting in people's face, him playing that nasty style of defense, him being aggressive, right? And then if you add the other parts of his offense that he's working on with that base, it's in a different place than Dunks. Dunks came into it as a shooter, like a great shooter. And then he kind of developed all of the other things that made the Heat want to play him, right? Pella comes in with the stuff that makes him a Heat player, and then he's going to develop his basketball skills. So they're coming from two different places. Pella, and think about this. If Pella doesn't score a bucket, he can help the team on one side of the ball. If Dunks didn't make threes, you had to take him out. Mm-hmm. So that's the difference in the two. So I want to see how he develops the rest of his game, but his start point makes him a Heat player with how the effort and the style that he plays.
Whoa. That was your mixed bag. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we got more Tobin and Leroy. Welcome back.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back to the Tobin and Leroy show. Got some bad blood apparently coming into a little bit of T-Swizzle. Leroy, we got to get you on this clean feed, gang, so you can hear the music coming in because...
I know. I make some great choices, and we're always rocking out, and you just left out of it, Leroy.
It's unfortunate because now if we were to add another step to his technical process, it'd be too much. He's already dealing with one less screen, if I'm not mistaken.
Hey, so... See, Brittany, you don't understand. My computer screen is blank.
Yeah, like he dropped it's his black. Laptop.
I dropped my laptop, so it's black.
Okay.
So I have it hooked up to a monitor, so that's why I'm looking up. Because I'm looking at the monitor that I have playing through my laptop.
And at any point, are you planning on getting your laptop fixed?
I mean, here's what sucks. It's like $700. To replace the screen on your laptop. It might be
better to just get a new one.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
But nah. Okay. I got
it. Works for now. It's functioning.
Things have just been lining up for your boy.
Yeah. And first the pool. Or not first the pool.
I still haven't gotten the pool fixed yet.
Mm.
Yeah.
It looks like a swamp. Water's all green.
Now, look.
All I need is a couple of lily pads, and then I can invite Marcos over.
Well, you know, don't threaten me with a good time. As long as you're, as long as you're grilling, I'm there. We're going
to
try
and so get. I'm trying to get my pool fixed so I can have a kickoff.
Oh.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Leroy, we're going to take a quick break, but before we do, I wanted your opinion on this. This happened maybe about a week ago. A YouTube golfer, have you heard of Henry Grillo? I believe it's G-R-I-L-L-O. Ever heard of his name? Maybe Grillo?
No. Grillo. Toxic fart.
I'm sorry.
That's his name on YouTube.
Is that all that? Okay.
I have it plugged to a monitor. That's why I'm looking up, because I'm looking up at the monitor, but my camera is on my laptop.
Yes. Now, when you just randomly said toxic fart, I was like, I'm sorry, Leroy. Did you just
announce? That's his name. Look at it. No.
That is his name. Yes. He says, plug in your laptop to a regular TV. Look, he's got his own tech guy there. His tech guy will handle it.
My tech guy, like, because, like, yeah.
Now, Leroy, this YouTube golfer that I was just explaining to you recently set a Guinness World Record for the longest putt of all time. You want to
guess? Oh, I saw this. It was like, what, 400 feet?
466 feet.
It's crazy.
466 feet. It's going over all these damn hills, turns the corner, I think goes around, if I'm not mistaken, and then somehow manages to creep up. Like, how do you even get a ball to move like that?
Well, keep in mind, all he did was hit it as hard as he could in a direction, and he got lucky.
Oh, right? Okay.
That happens. It's not like he was like, oh, I'm gonna read this, and this is what he got. Extremely lucky. It's the equivalent to a hole in one, what he just did.
What I was gonna ask is, like, on a sports level, how difficult is that? Like, what would be with that?
That's all luck, because you're not even a putt that long. First of all, nobody would putt it. They would hit a shot, because keep in mind, 466 feet is like 130 yards. So you're talking about just if I had a straight putt and I putted it from one goalpost to another, you would still need 10 more yards.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's 100% luck. It's extremely hard. It's hard. Like, it's like hole in one.
But like a full court shot is hard, but I've seen Steph Curry just get like somehow better than everyone else.
You can practice a full court shot. Nothing changes.
True.
So understand, when you take a full court shot, the court is the same size, the rim is the same size, the basketball. So you're just basically shooting and trying to get the you know, length right. In a putt that long, every time you hit the putt, it might hit a different piece of grass or ground and take it in a different direction. So for everything to work out perfectly, you have to get lucky.
All right. So
because the conditions of you hitting that putt will change, even though you think you're hitting the same putt. Everything is going to be different, so you have to get lucky.
So I can do it, is what you're saying?
Sure.
All right.
If you could hit a putt, first of all, you got to hit it extremely hard.
First of all, I got to hit the ball.
Right. And you got to hit it solid to hit a putt that goes 130 yards or 100. It'd be 110. No, that's about 120 yards.
Well, easy work for me. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, my swing should be perfected. We got that and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun
and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.